Zebra mussels have been found in Lake Waco. The invasive shellfish are worrisome because they can clog pipes to the water system and power plants. Joan Bernoski is the director of Water Utility Services with the City of Waco. He says the zebra mussels were originally found near Ridgeland Country Club, and the city is trying to figure out how far they've spread.
We may try some physical methods to remove them, to kill them right at that location. But if the biological testing indicates that they have spread throughout the lake, there really is nothing that you can do. All you can do is try to control their ability to block, say, the raw water inlet.
Bernoski says there's no danger to the safety or taste of Waco's drinking water. The only way to combat zebra mussels is to physically remove them or use a bleach-like material to get them out of piping. Zebra mussels are native to Russia, but they've been making their way across the country and Texas. In mid-September, they were found in Lake Belton, the farthest south they've been found in the state. Brian Van Zee is a regional director for Texas Parks and Wildlife based in Waco. He says zebra mussels reproduce very rapidly.
When they get real high abundances, zebra mussels are very, very prolific. One female can spawn up to 1 million eggs in a year, potentially. And then also they're very, very effective filter feeders. One adult zebra mussel can filter up to a liter of water every day.
Officials say the mussels came to Lake Waco sometime in the spring. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Ryland Barton.
And so, as I said earlier, this in no way should impact anybody's drinking water from a safety standpoint, from a taste standpoint, from an odor standpoint.